Okay, this is our final meeting, the detailed design meeting. And again, I'll take minutes. What we have to get through in this meeting is firstly the prototype presentation from you two, so you can show us what you've been working on so diligently. Then Kat's going to present the evaluation criteria that we're going to be evaluating this against. Then I need to say a few things about finance, because we have to check that it's within the finance criteria. And then we'll be making sure that our product fits both the evaluation criteria from CAT and the financial limits. And then we will have a brief evaluation of the whole process of production and design that we've been through. So we've got 40 minutes. Because we missed out. So it's now, I guess that was supposed to start at 15:35. So we've got until 4:15. Is that right?
Yeah,
until about 4:15. So, yeah. Go for it. Do you want...
So, is it... are we starting with that?
Yes.
So, will you maybe start with, the shape and things, and then I will explain the user interface, the buttons and the screen.
Okay. So, basically, going with our trend of vegetables and... we selected the color and approximate shape of banana.
Dual use, perfect. Dual use, perfect.
Oh, you were making fun. Oh, that is
fun. Does it vibrate when you press the buttons? Sorry.
So basically, it's the flip open thing again.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the icon with the same user interface there, and it flips open on the side, so it opens like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And the LCD and the scroller inside. Everything else is probably user interface. So.
And it's the whole thing's made of rubber, is that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It does look like the front's curvy, and then the whole shape's curvy, so I would say that it's curvy. It does look quite like a vegetable.
Yeah. And it's spongy as well.
I was so keen on that.
So the user interface, as we discussed last time, on the cover, we just have the very basic things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's up to four.
6, 7, 8, 9. I like that.
Yeah. And then, this is on off button. It's quite standard place for it, and also the color is quite often red, so it's kind of user friendly.
Yeah.
And then these ones would be for flipping the canals back, in the previous one and the next one.
Uh huh. Yeah.
The volume is scrolling on the side. This
you do get
just
that.
Do it like this. Mm-hmm. And it's on the back cover or back lid, because if you flip it open, you can still do the scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
So the volume is you just scroll, but then once you flip it open, there you have the screen.
Yeah.
And you have the spinning wheel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Oh, the thing we forgot was a mute button.
A mute button?
Yeah.
We'll have this on the screen, on the display.
Or you could have it so
on
you
the
wheel, on the wheel if you
down, then it will
mute. But if you
it's
hold
it
in,
click,
if it's a scroll and click, so you hold
yeah,
it in. No.
Yeah, it's hidden in there.
And we do have the logo.
Very good. And it's with the black and yellow, you're even in the right colours.
Yeah, I think we could do the logo in grey. As it is on the website.
Very good. Let's have a look. Test it out. It's a sort of intermediate colour, I guess. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe if we go on to evaluation criteria, and then we'll. I suspect we're going to have a couple of minor finance issues, but we'll see. I'm sure we can get around them somehow. We'll just send all of our manufacturing to some nice poor country and cut some of the prices that way. Wales, for example. Marketing expert.
So we're going to be using a 7-point scale. So one is, you know, yes, it totally meets what that requirement, and seven is no, it really doesn't. We need to go back and start again. You know, basically what I did was I went through all the like user requirements and things that we've done and we've worked on, and like made a list of them. You know, so that we can evaluate each one. And, like, so it's about going back to the start and saying, oh yeah, we did manage to do that, or oh no, we really forgot about that. Okay, cool. So these are what they are.
So for each of these, we need to give it a 1 to 7. Is that right?
Yes, I did have A, B, C, and D down here, but it seems to have turned into like just
dots. Never mind.
Okay, but if you can imagine that they say A, B, C, and D,
yeah, I agree.
Oh, the locatable thing we actually forgot.
Well, I thought we'd done kind of so that you'd have a little thing to stick on the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shall I just prepare
just one? Prepare one now. I reckon
seven
it's
maximum, yeah.
Yeah.
I go for seven.
Seven, yeah. It's terribly sexy. Yeah.
So that'll be a 7. Okay. What I've done on the next page is I've set it up so we just put the marks in.
Ah, okay. Excellent. Except we can't.
Yeah.
Oh, we
but
can if
fine.
We.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, I'll take a note. It's fine. Yep. I think it does.
The only thing that we were considering was that this thing is kind of more for right-handed people than for left-handed people. So if you're left-handed, you kind of
yeah.
Right.
So we might want to do
that's going to be a problem because you don't always have all left-handers or all right-handers in a family. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think for most people are right-handed, so in terms of our greatest target group, I think it's pretty good. But
yeah,
we might want to flag it for management. They might want to that.
Yeah.
The length is going to be difficult.
Well, I mean, it can be open like this, of course.
But you were thinking about making it smaller, yeah?
No, we're going to put a we've got there's our locator dot.
So that just fits on TV. That's the thing, you can speak on it.
Yeah.
But the sample speaker is included, so it has some capacity to do to make some sound.
So
that's
seven,
say six, because the standard layout for numbers is 3, 3, 3, and 1 rather than the way you've got it. And I really like the way you have it, but it's not the immediate thing that you're used to.
Yeah, and I mean
so
and even the scroll rates is a new technology, so
might be
a little more difficult for people to get used to in the beginning. So it is kind of not very intuitive, but
it's something that they will be experiencing in a lot of different places soon.
Yeah.
I'm happy with 5. Yeah. But otherwise, it's superb.
So, should we give it a 6?
The ergonomic design. Well,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the repetitive stress things, but then who would be really pushing the button so much on the remote control anyway?
Yeah, unless
so
you're all the time sitting.
Yeah, so it's kind of.
Well, we've banned them from. Yeah, it's varied. Yeah. 6? Voice control have 7. Ah, that's the second one. So you must have changed it on this one where it's got score, but not on the previous slide. G, Technologically innovative. But in terms of the actual technology, none of it is actually new. Yeah. All of the components have been used in other things before. But do yeah. 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 What do you reckon? 5, 6?
I mean, how far can you go with a remote control? It still has to do what it has to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, everything has been used in space before it gets to now, so we haven't.
Space remote. Put fashion in electronics.
Yeah, isn't it fashion?
It's the max.
Very good. Yeah, 1, 4, 7. About 6.5. Close enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Now wait until we get to finance and then we'll see if we can afford it. That's all you've got at the moment, or did you have anything more?
No.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. So finance. And we'll see if we can unscrew this first. Sorry, this is I'll just beautiful. Not anymore. No signal. Adjusting. There we go. Okay, so we've looked at the prototype presentation and the evaluation criteria, and now we have to calculate the production costs. So I've got an Excel spreadsheet to help us do that. Can you read that? Almost. More or less. I started filling it in, but of course, these are provisional, so we have to go down. No hand dynamo, right?
Yeah.
One simple battery, no kinetic energy, no solar. The chip, we're going for an advanced chip on print. We also said the sample sensor and sample speaker. Single curved surface so that we can fold it. Case material, we said rubber. I don't know what special colour means. It could be.
Yeah, but
rubber comes coloured. It's I would maybe it's like if you want titanium coloured or wood coloured, it's different. Yeah, let's leave it as 0 because it's easier. We're definitely going to have to. So we've got push button and then we've. Roll wheel with push button we had, no? It's for the muting.
Yeah, we had for muting, yeah.
Yeah.
And we have LCD display, yeah.
And button supplements.
No.
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 No. But the spinning wheel's not there. I think maybe it's integrated with the LC display. I think the push button. Oh. I don't know if that's one. Yeah, that seems unlikely. Push. What? Whether push button means that count by button or do we? I don't think that makes sense. Yeah. So as we can see, that's way too expensive down here. Our budget's 12.5.
Yeah, the sample center will have to go because that's the most expensive thing.
Yeah. So. That has implications, though, for the speaker.
Yeah.
For the locator.
But that's a bit of a gimmick anyway.
Yeah.
And the locator also goes away.
But it was very innovative.
Yeah.
So that means no locator, does it?
What else does it need? Yeah, because the sample speaker was, I think, more complicated than just a beeping thing.
There you record your samples.
Yeah. Okay, so...
In the case, I'm not sure that you will evaluate this as a curved surface because it's just rubber, so it's probably a flat surface rubber.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
Right, so we need 150 off. Take it down to just a scroll wheel. That we could do.
Yeah, then
we
would be
in
that project.
In the LCD. If in the LCD we can scroll, right? How do we make a selection if we don't ever push?
No, you can push this one, but we don't have a push button. We don't have this muting mechanism for this.
But yeah.
Well, you just have to.
You could have to scroll it straight, roll it straight down for mute. That's with the LC.
Yeah.
We decided because it's not on our list.
Yeah.
So
the scroll wheel is on the side.
So
we're 0.3 over at the moment. There's nothing. Yeah,
I
have.
Scroll wheel's pretty cool, but
instead of scrolling here, we have two buttons here, up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds good actually.
Yeah.
Rather than having three different things that people have to do.
Okay.
There we go. Oh, look, we're way under budget, and we'll make huge profits, and we'll all get bonuses.
And we could admit to the single curvedness now, couldn't we?
or that we have to have some sort of special colour. So that's all right. We'll leave it at that, and then I can send it back to management and say we weren't quite sure about the colour. If that costs extra, that we've still got some space for it.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. So did we lose on our evaluation criteria as a result of doing that? Yeah. Yeah.
Never in there anyway, and the scroll wheel is, I mean, essentially the two buttons there is not a great difference. Anyway.
Yeah. All right then.
So we lose the locator.
We're going to have a beep.
We're going to have a beeping thing.
So it's a speaker.
But
yeah.
It's not like sample speaker, but it will just beep. So we're still going to beep.
Yeah.
That's not a very exciting colour. I think you should make it more vegetable-like. the beeper thing.
Because we won't have run out of our pot of Play-Doh by that stage. Yeah, I know, my pen vibrates, but only for a very short time. Okay. So, looks like we've designed a banana. Well done, team. we've just got about 10 minutes or so left of the meeting, so it would be good if we could just have a little talk about the project itself and how it went, so that we can feed back to the management for next time they're designing a product.
Cool.
Feedback, ideas?
The budget we had. I think one thing that was lacking was that we did not know what the various things cost to begin with. We kept adding things randomly.
Yeah.
If we had the sheet at the beginning, it would be like, okay, so we can have that lot.
But in terms of the process of going and working individually and then coming back to a meeting, that worked in terms of.
So regular, you know, it was like we were alone for very long, so you didn't go off and think, wouldn't it be great to have a
vibrating banana.
Shaped like a banana, and then, you know, come back 3 days later and say, look,
the whiteboard digital pens. We like the pens. Yeah, you could take it to lectures and just write stuff down and have it printed out when you got back to the office. It'd be great. Do you think they'd notice if one went? Okay. Yep. But that worked well, having a whiteboard that we could draw on as well as having the PowerPoint, because I find that the problem with PowerPoint often is that it's so static and you can't change it once you're in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this time also the time limits that actually preparing them.
Mm-hmm.
Flew in, you didn't have the whole whooshing thing because there wasn't time for that.
So yeah, that's all right. That always irritates me anyway.
Yeah. I mean, especially with that last minute alteration.
Yeah.
Including brackets. This has just had to be changed.
Yeah.
You're supposed to say nice things about Jen,
though. Presumably. You can say nasty things as well.
Yeah.
I have no stake in it.
Yeah, definitely. You won't like it, a dictating.
You have to say that because I'm taking the notes. I'll leave the room and you can have another go. Better than that, than the banana. I think it worked quite well.
Yeah.
Did anyone feel that they were getting sort of covered up and not being able to say their bit?
I guess it was a very small group, so all of us got to
start. Small group. New ideas found. Not quite sure what about. Yeah, that's right. Banana remote. Yeah. Well, you can always go to Google and type in banana remote control flip vibrate. And yeah.
Yeah.
nothing that you really want. True. Yeah. Okay. So costs are within budget.
Yeah.
Well within budget, including a little, what have we got, €1 left over for bits that we didn't foresee. We've evaluated the project. You've got the scores. Can you put that in the project documents file? It's in there already. And the process we all didn't really have any major problems with. Was there anything that you found difficult or anything that didn't go as smoothly as you'd hope? Yeah. Okay then, I think we're still well within our time. We've got about 5 minutes left, but if we're finished, then we're finished. We're just too efficient, and you should never drag a meeting on just because you have extra time. So I would say that's the end of that meeting. Thank you, team. It was very productive day, and nope. Right. So we have to complete the final questionnaire and meeting summary when they send it. I don't know if it's already sent or not. Presumably
so
I have
to.
I don't see why you can't stay here, really. Did I save this one? Production costs. It was supposed to be pink.
Yeah.
But it was blue on the board.